Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Wish I could correct my habit of going to bed late from time to time, but I was very captivated by the documentary on Alexander McQueen. It was a couple of years ago when Victoria and Albert Museum, my favorite museum here in London, had this exhibition of Alexandra's work, and I was taken away by it. You know, just this imagination he had at the time, and just was purely in awe of his creativity. His clothing items were just so wild, and they seemed to convey some sort of emotion. But I didn't know his story well, and heard of his name. I've seen some of his work, just purely artistically. I admired him, right? And through the documentary, I got to learn about his life and his vision. He always wanted his work of art to evoke emotions, be it disgust or love. He wanted the extraordinary. That's all. That was the only criteria. And he came from a very much underprivileged background, and seemed to have always had, you know, interest in clothing, and kind of worked as an apprentice, and then had the opportunity to do his Master of Arts at Central St. Martin's, but that the master's degree didn't seem as important. I mean, it did expose him more to ideas of looking at things and getting inspiration from completely non-fashion related fields and themes, storytelling, all that. So it opened his eyes, and so it was helpful. In terms of his rise to fame, I think it was very much a story of rags to riches, and someone who just had that passion and charisma, was willing to do everything he could. He was on food stipend when he had his first fashion show, but he made it. A bigger lesson I learned from Alexandra's story is that don't try to look for a perfect partner. Just work with your friends. Have fun. Just do that. Because why not? There's no such perfect partner anyway. Just make do with what you have. If you love working together, you'll do great work. So yeah, that was definitely a big lesson and realization from watching his story. Back to Alexandra's story, right? Like, after his rise to fame, he actually started becoming very unhappy, even though he no longer had financial worries. He became unhappy, partially due to stress. He often had to create 14 collections a year. Think about it. That's crazy. He needed to do that because he was also contracted with other couture houses that helped him finance his own brand. That amount of work he had to go through, it's mind-boggling. Truly. He was under so much stress and didn't think it was possible or okay to walk away, not even for a bit. And that, sadly, is perhaps what, you know, caused the last straw. For those of you who don't know his story, he took his own life at age 40 after having such a creative career. He was under so much pain. He was no longer himself towards the end. Had insane creativity, but miserable. He didn't feel like he could connect with people. He was a loner and didn't know how to cut himself a break, even though he had friends. It was just very, very complicated. And it's almost a cliche that creative genius suffer such fate, but really didn't have to. And it's a matter of looking after one's mental health. He could have paused things. Really could. And a sabbatical might have done both to him individually and his work amazing job, amazing positive impact, and that would have been such a gift for the world too. Obviously, end of the day, you know, those big words don't really matter as much. Really don't. Yeah. So if you're interested in the fashion world, interested in creativity, interested in someone who had insane dedication to his own craft, it's a great documentary to watch. For anyone who enjoys art, I think his clothing are like sculptures. And he was also very much a creative director at heart. His fashion shows are like a proper show. I think you'll love it. Alright, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.